I'm Chaplain Karen Eden. For years, I worked as a TV reporter and journalist, covering the stories assigned to me. Today, I'm on a different assignment, and I'm taking orders from a different boss. I've combined my reporting skills with my spiritual ability to come up with a new assignment, the Eden Assignment. Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am your host, Karen Eden, and I am on a different assignment for sure. That's hard to believe. I spent 20, 25 years of my entire life doing assignments that other people in the newsroom wanted me to do. You know, you don't really like a lot of those assignments. Some of them are very sad. Some of them are very, you know, bleed at leads, and some of them are just stupid, and I've covered many of those too. But that's your job, and that's what you do. And so every day there's a deadline pressure to do the contact, get it shot, edited, produced, and turned around for a newscast in a very small window of time. And I got to tell you, wow, I don't miss that. I don't miss that at all. I can't believe I did it as long as I did. Now, I was a weather anchor also on the weekends. I was a meteorologist on the weekends, and the weekday I did the reporting. And, you know, the weather, that was no problem. Really enjoyed that. But anyway, here I am on a different assignment, taking orders from a different boss. And today my assignment is called Trust the Process. What process, you might be saying? Well, in the physical realm, there's all kind of processes, and most of them I probably wouldn't trust. And you probably wouldn't trust a lot of them, too. But in the spirit realm, ladies and gentlemen, there is only one process to get things done, to get things accomplished, to do things right. And that is the process that I am talking about today. Trust the process. Well, let me tell you something. I'm trying to break things down to keep them very, very simple, because spiritual things can be complicated when you're getting a lot of input and feedback from a lot of different sources. So I want to encourage you to pick a God, for lack of a better way to put it. Just, I would have more respect if you would just pick one, okay? Let's just start there. You know I'm very, very religious. Karen Eden, Master Karen, whatever you call me, I'm deeply religious, and that's Jesus Christ. That's always just Jesus Christ for me. I don't mingle. I don't mix and mingle. It's too many cooks, too many complications. I have one cookbook I go by, if you want to call it that. I have one book of rules and regulations. I have one book that gives the answer, gives the remedy, and for me that is the Bible. And I want to encourage you to find where it is and open it up and read it. And if you don't like the way it reads, go get another version. There's so many different versions out there that you can understand so easy today. It's not like the old-timey days where you had the King James Version and it was, you know, thee and thou, and you couldn't understand it. It's very easy to understand today, some of the versions that you have. You know, you like King James Version. Read that too. There are some verses I love the old-timey way it reads. It's just such a beautiful read. It really stirs your heart. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking about today. I want to talk about trust the process. In the spirit realm, when you're on a spiritual journey, it doesn't mean that things aren't going to happen to you. The book of rules, the Bible says, in this world you will have trouble. It says that. Everybody has trouble. But it says, have confidence and have good courage, because I, which is Christ talking, I've overcome all the trouble in the world already. I've overcome it. So that is right there the biblical reference of the process that I'm talking about. You know, some things you have no control over. You can fight and fight and fight until you're blue in the face. There are some things you will have no control over. There is a spiritual ism, I call it, a rule on how you handle the things in your life that you have no control over. In the spirit realm, we're always taught to don't give up, fight, you know, keep going, go get them, do it. And there are some occasions where perhaps that calls for. But 90% of the time in the spirit realm, I'm going to bump that up. 99.5% of the time in the spirit realm, you really got to just let go. See, things in the spirit realm are very opposite of things in the spiritual realm, where you're taught that you don't let go. You fight tooth and nail. In the spiritual realm, you're taught, you know what, let go, because there's a process in place. And that process has a flow to it. There are things in your life you may never have answers to, at least not right now. You have to let things flow anyway. That's the process that I'm talking to you about trusting in. In the spiritual realm, when you trust the process, and like I said, there's only one process, you learn to let go and believe that God has ordered things in your life. Now, according to statistics, about 75% of the people in just America believe in God. That may sound good, and that is good, but, I mean, that's not necessarily their God is Jesus Christ, like my God, but that's they believe in God. So when I try to refer to people who I know at least believe in God, I can let you know that if you say you do, then you've got to resign over to God that there is a process in your life. There's an order to how things are going. Order is very much a part of God. God is a God of author of order. So that's why when you see that people who believe in God have such a problem with chaos, saying that chaos rules, whether it's today or yesterday or in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth, that's because God is a God of order. So there can't be a lot of things that are wild, crazy, confusing, and explosive when it comes to believing in God. He doesn't operate like that. He doesn't operate that in your life. You make a confession, well, I do believe in God. Okay, well, then all of a sudden, you've entered into a different type of process where you believe that God has good things planned for you. That is the order, because God is good. God is love. God is the God of all good things, the Father of goodness. Okay, now, if you're having problems trusting God, you know, that's your problem. I'm just going to be very blunt. That's your problem if you can't trust God. Because the flow and the rule of flow, first of all, is to trust that process, that you are in the flow of the way God has ordained your life. Now, there are also certain things that you can do to help that flow move along. And it's very simple. I hate complicated things, which is why I never read instructions. You know, I can tell you a story when I worked in the news business. Sometimes you need to bump off your show, a bump of your show or a dub of your show, which means that you're going to take and you're going to record your show, maybe edit it down and make a master copy of your best breaks or your best shows. And you keep that because that's what helps you further your career. So it's really, you don't really want people to know that you're bumping your show, you're running a copy of your show, because maybe they'll think you're looking for another job or whatever. So if you can find an engineer to help you learn how to make a copy of your show, that's all good. But a lot of times, especially when you do the news at night, there is no engineer. And after your show, you want to copy it, and you're kind of like left on your own with this all this technical stuff, which I'm terrible at. And one thing that I would do is I would just go in there and just start pressing a lot of buttons, right? I don't even know what they mean. There were green buttons and red buttons and blue buttons, and I would just, like, start pressing them, and all of a sudden, you know, my tape would start recording. So I had a copy of my tape, and, of course, stop is universal. We all know what that button looks like. But that is one way that I would try to further myself, and there's not a real good sense of flow to that. It's kind of like stabbing in the dark. I was moving toward my goal, but not without a whole lot of flow. Because in the physical realm, sometimes you can't afford to have good flow to things. But I want to tell you, in the spiritual realm, ladies and gentlemen, things will always flow. Things will always flow if they are the things that are in your path. If they are things that are ordered for you, there will be a flow to them. Even in the midst of chaos, where the Bible says you're going to have trouble in this world, there still can be a sense of peace because you know you're in the flow of the way things are supposed to be. So, love and flow. I love that, love and flow. That's something that I have come up to coin to let you know that it's very simple to stay ordered in the spirit realm. And that is every opportunity that you have afforded in your life, you need to stop suffering. I don't care what it is. I mean, you look around you, if you see somebody suffering, then it's your responsibility. It's in your soul. Your spirit has been summoned to make a difference in any way that you can. That's what you show love. That's how you show love, is you do your best to stop suffering in the way that God has wired you to do it. And everybody's wired differently. Or if you can help somebody, if you can make a difference from the smallest things to the greatest of things, you're executing the love and flow direction. The love and flow is what is going to keep you ordered in your footsteps in that process that we're talking about. I don't know if it sounds complicated, but I totally get what I'm saying. So I hope you do too. But if you don't, just remember, listen, do good things. Love other people and do very good things in your life. And believe in God and believe that he has a future and a destiny for you, and you're going to automatically find yourself on the path of that flow. Okay, well, I believe more than just God. I believe in Jesus Christ. Everybody that knows me knows that. I want to give you a verse in the Bible. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Ladies and gentlemen, that right there is the remedy to every problem you may have in your life. What does it mean? Okay, that is a King James Version, kind of an old English-sounding verse. Remedy, I call it. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. If you seek the kingdom of God, then you are automatically saying, I believe in God. I'm seeking the kingdom of God, and I trust that process. That's what seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is righteousness? Just what does God say is the right thing to do? What does he say is the right thing to do? Well, if you look at the rules and the regulations, it's to love your neighbor as yourself, to love one another. Neighbor doesn't mean the guy next door in your house. I guess it could, but anywhere you are and you're surrounded by people in your immediate vicinity is your neighbor. You have to love these people like you would love yourself. That's what is right in the eyes of God. I mean, there's a whole list of stuff. Read Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6. You're going to see all the rules and the regulations. Some of them are horrible, like for me, because I don't like them. Especially the ones that talk about how to forgive people who mistreat you and stuff. They're hard, man. I wish they weren't in there. But they are. And I can go rip it out if I want. It doesn't change it. Those are the rules and the regulations. But if you do these things, you are going to be able to have a flow to your life. It says all these things will be added unto you. That's everything you need. Health issues, money issues, relationship problems. That will be added to you. Everything you want will be added to you, not just what you need, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So trust that there is a process. Have faith in that. Believe that. Again, if you can't get past that white belt A1 step of trusting the process, then go examine yourself. What do you really believe? You've got trust issues with God. You need to figure that out, and you need to get that right. I'm telling you, that's white belt material. Can't go anywhere. Martial arts, you know, if you can't learn how to do the four stances, you're not going to be able to do any kicking or punching. Four basic stances in traditional martial arts. That's just the bottom line. You just got to trust it. You got to trust that process, that there are four basic stances. And those four stances will be used a million, gazillion, billion times as long as you practice martial arts. It's the same thing in the spirit realm. Trusting the process. You got trust issues with God, and go back and practice some more. Go back, learn some more, read some more. Get over that part, because you've got a lot of things that are going to depend on you being able to trust that process. Okay? Then go into love mode, love and flow. Everything that you can. No one will be put on your stage without a reason, ladies and gentlemen. We say that a lot in martial arts philosophy, that everybody's on your stage for a reason, whether it's you to help them or they're to help you. There's always something, even the annoying people in your life, they're there for a reason. Don't discount it. If it's someone who needs your help and you're there to help them, you have to take that as all of heaven in the spirit realm trying to summon you to do something. So when you do something to help somebody, you're not just helping that person, you're helping yourself, because love conquers all. Faith, hope, love, the greatest of these is love. Love is a very powerful weapon that will put into place the things that you need and the things that you want in your life. That's just broken down as simple as I can make it. And every single cleric, minister, whatever you want to call it, that's out on the face of this earth who confesses they believe in God, they should be teaching this. This is A1 principles. A lot of principles that you need to know if you say you believe in God. You know, there's a lot of principles if you say I'm on a spiritual journey, and you should be. You should be on one for the rest of your life. I don't have all the answers. I don't have all the answers for my own self. In my world, I do have tribulation. I have problems in my world, too. I'm human. But I have to trust this process just like everybody else. I have to practice the love and flow principle just like everybody else. Why does it work? I don't know why it works. Man, it just does. It really just works. For the life of me, I've sat and thought about it, because it almost seems like some of the principles and the way they're delivered into some of the churches today, and church meaning a Christian faith, they almost sound martyrish, or, you know, like they're binding you up and causing you to have to follow all these rules and regulations, or you're not a good person and you're not going to get into heaven when you die. Man, that's so way off of what a spiritual journey is. It's so way off of a spiritual journey. The first thing Jesus Christ said in his very first message was, I came to take the burdens off you. So if you're any type of faith or religion that's putting burdens on you, that's not the faith of my God. He says, I'm here to take them off of you, take the yoke off of you. I'm going to bear the burden. You don't need to bear any burdens. You don't have to bear the burdens of your own life if you trust this process. But if you still want to bear the burden, that's your problem. You go around and be a miserable person of faith. I mean, because it is miserable. It makes you miserable. And then what it does is blocks you so you can't love and flow. When you're so self-absorbed into your own problems and issues, that stops the spiritual flow right there. There is no love and flow because you're too focused on you. Me, 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 me. Another little trick. When things do get pretty heavy in your life, take the spotlight off yourself, put it on other people, see how you can make a difference in this world. I promise you that spiritual rule will work for you. There's just a love and flow principle, and it just is. And nothing will stop it, and nothing will change it. It has to be applicable to you. You have to stop thinking about ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. We have to stop doing that. Yep, I know the whole world is centered around us thinking about ourselves, being the best that we can be, being the best version of ourselves, and I agree. But that best version, it'll never happen if you don't have a balance of body, mind, and spirit, and meaning that you're not on a spiritual path. You're never going to have the best version of you. You know, yeah, God's there to help you with your problems, but man, you can help yourself. You're made and created in the image of God. You've got divine ability given to you from Father God. I'm not saying you are God. I'm saying that you have been given the power to do anything and everything you need to do if you understand the rules and the principles. Rules and principles to everything. Certain things you don't do when you're sparring in martial arts. Everybody knows what tapping out means. Everybody knows the universal of smacking the side of the leg, I'm done, I tap out. Everybody knows how these rules and regulations work. We know how you fight, and we know where the points are. We know how you don't hit and kick in the back because there's no points in that when you're sparring. But there's so many rules. You know, and that's what makes you good at what you do, is because you've studied those rules and you've practiced them. Well, listen, if you're not going to study the rules and practice the rules in the spirit realm, there you go. You're not going to be any good at it. You're not going to be any good at it. You know, I don't have all the answers, but what I can say to you today is because I've studied. I've studied it, and I've had to practice it. Many times didn't have a choice, but have to practice the love and flow principle. Had to practice just trusting the process many times. Whew. There by the grace of God go I. Trust me in many, many ways, over many, many, many times and situations. Well, listen, I hope I've made your spiritual journey a little bit easier. Sometimes this stuff just gets pressed in my spirit. You got to talk about this, Karen. There are people who need to hear this. You know, make sure that you communicate the basics of how it's set up and how it works. A lot of stuff that you hear out there is blah, 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 blah. That's what it is. It's not anything that's going to help you. Make the choice and the decision to cut out the noise and the junk. I'm not picking on anybody in particular, but it's everywhere. You know, even in the Christian faith, there's a lot of noise and junk. Cut it out, make it simple. Yeah, but I'm blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but you know, you're more special than me. You can hear from God, or God loves you more. God's picked you. I've done some bad things in my life. I've heard everything, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter, because these are basic white belt principles for everybody on a spiritual journey. You don't have to be anything special or anybody special. And every white belt can be a black belt. It's up to them. You know, it's up to you to take the journey. And if you want to take the journey, everything is right there that you need. But you can do this, and you should do this if you want balance in your life. There is no reason why you can't. There's no reason. There's a misthinking, a misnomer to think that if you embrace the faith of Christianity, that you are going to be bound up and have to be like the church lady or something, or I don't know, whatever you think. I don't know why people think that, but, well, maybe I do, because there are a lot of people who think that maybe, but don't get caught up in any of that. Oh, my lifestyle isn't conducive to that. Don't get caught up. That has nothing to do with your spiritual journey. Once you take that journey, the Holy Spirit will guide you on what you need to do in your own interpersonal self. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to listen to nobody else. You don't take orders from other people. You listen to God. Don't even take my word for it. Go straight to the throne of God. Get your own orders. Pick the Bible up and read it. See what it says. I'm not anybody's judge, because I'm not God. God is God, not me. I'm not here to pass judgment on anybody. I'm here to encourage you that regardless of any situation or status, and if you don't have the answers, there's just principles that you've got to apply. You've got to trust the process of God. And you've got to love and flow. Love and flow, ladies and gentlemen. Even when you don't feel like it, still love other people. Help other people. Even when you're sad, even when things are going on in your own world, even when you're sick, even when you ain't got no money. Hear that one a lot, too. Oh, when I get some money, I'm going to do something good for somebody. No, you do it now. You need to do it now. If you don't have money, spend your time. All kind of ways you can help out with your time. Don't have time, expend your money. Do something to love and flow, because it's for you. It's not for me. It's not for the world. It's for you. It's your way of getting everything that you need and want, according to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Wow. You know, I'm saying some pretty good stuff. I can be very hard on myself, very critical of myself. So I have just learned, when I feel like I'm really doing a good job on something, that I need to be good to myself too. Try it sometimes. Funny how people say good things about you, and you only remember the one really bad thing that somebody says, right? And it ruins your whole day. Look at all the good things people are saying, just because you're loving flowing out there. All the goodness that's going on in your world. So much to be thankful for and grateful for. Always have that attitude. I know you think that maybe some things are tough in your life, but believe me, there's somebody with something tougher. There's always somebody with something tougher. In martial arts, we say, well, you know, I'm a sixth-degree martial arts master, six-degree black belt. There's always somebody better than me. There's always somebody better in the spirit realm administering than me. So many people are better than me in so many ways. Just lets me know I'm always a student. I'm always a student. But you know what? I might be better than a lot of other people, too. Maybe some people listening. So there you go. So I can absolutely say, well, I thank God for my journey that I've learned, and I have an understanding and a revelation knowledge on how things go in the spirit realm. That's what I am. I'm focusing 99.9% of my time on this spirit realm and trying to, like, not worry about the physical realm out there. You know, you can't be so spiritually minded that you're physically stupid. Don't get me wrong. But there is a reasoning and an understanding that your heart and your soul will be at a certain level to make things operate the way they're supposed to. Because you know what? It's not just when we're born and when we die. That's not just the experience. See, that's just the physical experience. The spirit realm, you know, there's just eternity. Everybody gets eternity. Even if you don't believe in eternity, guess what? You're still got eternity. Price has already been paid for eternity. Where you spend eternity, now that's your choice. But everybody gets eternity. The soul of man will not die once that soul comes into being. So we might as well try to figure this out, guys, and get it right and start the journey, because the journey's going to be forever. And I, you know, seriously, make a choice to spend the journey in eternity in heaven. Whew, I hope so. Wow, I hope you make that choice. Oh, wow. Well, listen, got some things going on here. Let me tell you about. I got September the 28th. I'm going to be at the Power of Women Conference in Houston, Texas. Professor Gary Lee, he's got these really cool Power of Women poster series. They're really neat. It's really neat to see that. I'm only saying that because I'm on it, if you haven't figured it out by now. But a lot of sisters are. A lot of female martial artists that are very, very good are on it. Some award-winning martial artists as far as championships and things of that nature. But if you can come out there, please do. It's a family event, but we are featuring women this year, and I'm talking about some champions from the late 60s and early 70s who, man, they're still just very powerful women. Some of them are pretty mean, too. But I love them. We're going to have a good time. Come on out, especially if you're a lady or in the martial arts. You're going to love that in Houston, Texas. More than welcome. I got some Native American things going on. Looking to go to Muskogee, Oklahoma to speak with some of my Cherokee young people there. And I always have to say a thank you to the Colorado Military Order Stars and Bars for sponsoring that trip. And also, I need to thank Precision Martial Arts in Nevers, is it Nevers, Florida, under the direction of Calvin and Janet Longton, because they're also sponsoring what I do with street kids and Native Americans and Indian schools and on reservations. So now I'm not asking you for money. Now, if you want to give me money, that's good. These people wanted to give me money, okay? But at the very least, you could pray for us, because it's some, you know, sometimes it's not very safe where we go and what we do. I mean, you really got, you talk about putting the physical realm on the back burner. And it's not just me, guys. I got affiliates with me all over the country and the world. I got instructors under me right here in Denver, Colorado, that teach in the worst parts of the city. And every day they show up to do that, man. They're putting their life on the line. There's three drive-by shootings when I did it for 17 years. One summer, three drive-by shootings in East Denver. You need either wired to do it or you're not. If you're not wired, just send money, right? No, really, just pray for us. Now, seriously, if you're going to go to Houston, do bring money, because I got my books and I want to sell them. And I've got some T-shirts with the proceeds going to my street kids. So if you buy one of those for $20 and wear it, you're sponsoring a uniform for a street kid. I got all kind of stuff like that going on. I'll bring some patches. People collect patches or whatever. But, yeah, I'll bring some stuff. So you bring the cash, and we'll make some love and flow happen. How about that? Good stuff. All good stuff. Listen, everything's okay. When was the last time somebody told you that everything's going to be okay? I know, especially if you're a martial arts teacher or a leader, minister, cop. Nobody ever tells you that things are going to be okay. I want to tell you, things are going to be okay because you believe in God, and you're going to trust that process just like I am, and you're going to flow in it. You got to believe it, guys. Don't have trust issues. Takes too long to get over that stuff. Just believe in heaven. Believe in heaven that they got good things for you. I think I've said enough. I think I'm done. I want to thank you so much for listening to my assignment today. If I can help you, you can just hit me up, especially on social media. I've got the Eden Assignment on Facebook. 5,000-6,000 people follow me, I do believe, on that, and I'm very grateful for that. Go to the Eden Assignment. I'll let you in, and I post all my radio blogs right there and all my writings right there. I'm in two magazines every month, have been for over 20 years, the Karate Magazine, so look them up, and thank you for sponsoring me in that. I'm so glad to be able to inspire you in any way and shape that I can. I'd like to bump it up a notch because now everybody is a quote-unquote life coach, whatever. I just want to go past that now. You know what? I'm just a person who screwed up and has learned the hard way. That's all I am. And if I can help you, then good. I did my job just trying to love and flow, ladies and gentlemen. Just trying to love and flow. God bless you. See you next week on the Eden Assignment. Bye-bye.